أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والصالحات قانتات حافظات للغيب بما حفظ الله. In the beginning of this ruku, in the first ayat, Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala explained the setup of a family unit. That in the family unit, there has to be an amir, somebody who is responsible. And Allah, in His infinite wisdom and knowledge, has made man a person who is in charge of the house. الرجال قوامون على النساء. They have authority and they are responsible for the woman. So the amir in the house is the man. There are only three possibilities that there were. That either the man is the responsible person, he is the boss in the house, or the woman, or they share it half-half. And that there be no responsible person is out of the question. Allah, the man Allah has made more stronger as far as his body is concerned, his mind is concerned as well. So Allah has made the man the responsible person in the house. The woman hasn't got that quality. She is more nazuk, delicate, and it can't be shared also. There has to be somebody, there can't be half a leader. The leader must be a full person. So Allah has made the man. And then Allah Ta'ala has explained for two reasons. The men are the leaders in the house. One is bima faddalallahu ba'dahum ala ba'd. What Allah Ta'ala has given preference for some over the others. As we read in the previous ayat also, Allah in all His creation has given some people preference over others. So on that basis, that the preference Allah has given man, that they are, Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam are only from the man. Many qualities which are exclusive for the man. That is one reason. And they are more stronger bodily also, physically, and in their minds also. And the other reason is وَبِمَا أَنْفَقُوا مِنْ أَمْوَالِهِمْ, that they spend of their wealth. They give the mehr to the wife, they give a residence to the wife, they arrange all the food expenses for the wife, all her needs they see to. So on those two accounts, they are made the leaders in the house, they are the قَوَّامُونَ, they are the responsible people. On the other side, the work of the wife, the two as a unit, as a partnership, will be very successful if the husband does his work. He keeps the authority in the house, and also he spends on his wife and on the family. On the other side, for the wife, Allah Ta'ala explains that they must have these qualities, for salihat, they must be righteous and pious. That's the first quality a woman must have. She must have piety in her. Second, qanitat, that they must be humble. They must have humility in them. They must submit to their husbands. They must not try and boss over their husbands. They must not try and be equal to them, but they must be submissive to their husband. The third, hafizat, that they will be protectors. لِلْغَيْبِ بِمَا حَفِظَ اللَّهُ, and they will be protectors for that which is in the ghayb, which is private, or according to how Allah wants them to protect that. That is, especially in the absence of the husband, they look after themselves. They don't get involved in any guna. And also they look after the property of the husband. His amanat, his wealth, his money, his things that he owns in the house, they look after that also. And they look after it according to the commands of Allah, and they look after it by the tawfiq of Allah Ta'ala. So in that case, the household will run very well. The husband, he takes his responsibilities as being the head of the family. And also he takes care of all the expenses. The wife appreciates this, that she doesn't have to earn, she doesn't have to do anything. So she becomes more pious. and she becomes more humble also, and she looks after all her husband things. When that is the case, then you will find a wonderful family unit. There will be great understanding, great goodness for deen, for dunya and for akhirat. For the husband and the wife also, for both the families, the in-laws on both sides, and also for the children and the progeny to come, and also for the community. That is, it will be a household that will be an example for everyone in the community. And if everyone in the community does this, then it will be a very healthy, a very righteous community that will be in existence, and only goodness will come. On that, Allah's rahmat descends, Allah's barakat descends, Allah's protection descends. So that goodness will just abound in every way. And that will be in this dunya. Then consequently, this carries on into the akhirat also. The lives in the qabr will be also accordingly on the day qiyamah also, and then forever in Jannah also. So Allah has given a very wonderful prescription for our social life, and that is our married life, what the responsibilities are of the husband, what the responsibilities are of the wife. The wife should not worry whether the husband is fulfilling his duties. The wife must not, husband must not be worried whether the wife is fulfilling her duties. He must be worried, I must do what I have to do, and the wife must be worried that I must do what I have to do. In that we will get good results. But when we don't do what we have to do, and we demand from the other one that they must fulfill our right, that is the root and the source of fighting, arguments in the house, unhappiness, people being displeased and unhappy all the time. So Allah has given us a beautiful prescription here to have a wonderful married life also for us, for our children, our neighbors, our family, for everyone. There is only goodness in there. May Allah give us tawfiq to learn the Quran, practice on the Quran, and enjoy the fruit which Allah Ta'ala has meant for us if we will go according to the commands of Allah Ta'ala. وَأَخِرُ الْأَوَانِ